And I'd like to welcome you to another edition of When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press national writer. American Free Press, of course, one of the leading independent news journals in the nation. You can check it out at AmericanFreePress.net or call 888-699-NEWS for subscription and other information. We're always doing that good old 16 weeks for $17.76 trial subscription, so you can give it a shot. Just coming out of the annual Freedom 21 conference in Dallas, Texas, which was held over this past weekend, a very informative event. I'll be talking a little bit about that, mainly going solo today, possibly a guest from the conference toward the end of today's show, but I think today is going to be a solo act. I won't sing, don't worry about that, and jokes usually only happen inadvertently. Anyway, speaking of jokes, there's the Bush administration, and American Free Press, including yours truly here, has published another article, a second piece, on the upcoming law conference, I guess you want to call it. A Massachusetts School of Law professor has called together a conference that's going to happen in Andover, Massachusetts, September 13 and 14. I spoke to the good law professor last time on the show during the last hour, and we've just published an update on that in the wake of that broadcast. And in the August 4, issue number 31 edition of American Free Press, we do have a summary of what's going on here, and where Vincent Bugliosi, well known for writing Helter Skelter and prosecuting the Manson gang, is going to be at the conference. That's one of the new developments. And so check that out in the current edition of American Free Press, August 4, issue number 31. You can call 888-699-NEWS or 202-544-5977 to order a sample, even one edition if you'd like, just to get a just an inkling of what this leading independent paper is about that I work for. Oh, other issues that I've covered kind of run the gamut, me and other reporters, of course, for the paper. And other things will be covered throughout today's broadcast. Today I'm going to focus a lot on the media. I really like to analyze the conventional media. Some call it the dominant media, the prostitute press, all these names that are attached to it. But the conventional media, I'll be kind of nice, is really, really cranking up the propaganda mill lately. It's running full tilt. And I'm going to have a commentary about this in an upcoming issue pretty soon in AFP. And today I'm going to do a lot of analyzing of what the media has been reporting on energy issues, on the economy, and some other matters. And I welcome callers at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'd like to get other people's take on media stories they've seen, perhaps even ones they thought were good, regardless of whether it's conventional or alternative media. And certainly we want to take note of and analyze those that are really missing the mark or are just pure propaganda. And there's plenty of that out there, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll take a really hard look at the media today. I invite plenty of input and calls at that number, 800-313-9443. And it'll be interesting to take things apart and analyze them strand by strand in a way. It's not just the details, is it, that the media misleads us with. It's also the big picture. They make certain assumptions that they never state outright. And we'll look at those assumptions, too. So right after these messages, we'll continue our probe of the media, and we'll welcome your calls whenever you want to call in at 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen, special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to When Worlds Collide here on RBN. And you can check out all the shows on RBN at republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. And you can call into this show and other shows at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'm your host, Mark Anderson of American Free Press. And one of the things that we just ran in Issue 31, August 4, the one I just mentioned about the upcoming law conference to try and prosecute Bush and Cheney for alleged war crimes. In the same issue, we also, just to cover some announcements, ran a story that media interest apparently is growing in Ron Paul's rally for the Republic. And the venue has changed. It was going to be at the Williams Arena in Minneapolis. It's now going to be at the Target Center. And the main part of the event is still going to be September 2nd, and that's the actual rally for the Republic, which is part of the larger counter-convention that Mr. Paul is having to counter the Republican National Convention across the way over in St. Paul, which is pretty much going to be a hoax and a charade and a circus where the media's pre-appointed, prefabricated Republicans, the Republican wing of the establishment, John McCain, is a virtual shoo-in. But Dr. Paul has, of course, got some tactics here, and this campaign for liberty, of which the Rally for the Republic is an important part, is going to be very interesting, and I'll be representing American Free Press covering that event and doing some possible reporting in, even for this radio station, from that event, if those sorts of things work out. But that'll be very, very interesting. The Rally for the Republic at the Target Center, September 2nd. Other preliminary events run August 31st and September 1st there in Minneapolis leading up to this rally. And Ron Paul is supposed to deliver a dynamite speech. And get this, interestingly enough, as AFP just reported here, NBC's Tucker Carlson will MC the event, and Barry Goldwater Jr. will be a special guest. It'll be interesting to see, since I'm talking about the media today, whether Tucker Carlson of NBC will keep his job if he MCs a Ron Paul rally for the Republic. We'll see about that. That'll be very interesting. anyway, other news briefs, if you want to call them that, as we get into the media today, other things to cover prior to that include also what American Free Press ran in its issue number 30, dated July 28. I happen to report that a Ron Paul-related money bomb is in the offing, and that's supposed to be August 8th. We're going to see what happens on August 8th when a lot of money is supposed to be gathered by people that oppose the eavesdropping and wiretapping of the Bush administration and its relentless effort to enlist the telecommunications companies in that eavesdropping. Anyway, just as money was raised by these money bombs for Ron Paul's presidential campaign late last year, these group of bloggers and activists are looking to the same consultants that helped Ron Paul raise millions of dollars to put together some new money bombs, to put together a war chest in order to target Democrats and even some Republicans in Congress who have supported the eavesdropping and spying and all the warrantless searches and things of that nature, warrantless wiretapping specifically by the Bush administration. So August 8th, coming up soon, we'll see what happens with this activist money bomb to run ads against incumbent congressmen right before the election to show which ones supported warrantless wiretapping and supported the Bush administration on those anti-First Amendment and anti-Fourth Amendment measures. All, of course, courtesy of the 9/11 flying Muslims attacks that we've been told is the gospel of what happened. So that's another thing to keep an eye on. You can check out American Free Press, like I said, for that story and get more on it in the July 28th issue 30. And you can call 888-699-NEWS or 202-544-5977 to request those issues. Now, getting into the alternative media a little bit today, I'm going to be coming out with a commentary. And, of course, AFP has had other news and commentaries about the media, so they're all of great value. And there's, of course, other publications and even articles posted on RBN's own website that probe the media. Lots of good, interesting news out there about what's going on with the big corporatocracy that produces reams and reams of newspapers and constant 24-hour news. And yet, what happens, ladies and gentlemen? The problems in the country just seem to get more intractable. They just seem to get more inexplicable. They just seem to get more mysterious and unsolvable. It's almost like American medicine. The more medicine and medications they dispense, the sicker people seem to get, with doctors knowing virtually nothing about nutrition or at least not caring much about it or putting much emphasis on it, even if they do know. Much like that, we have the media, which with constant 24-hour news, which didn't used to be the case, but now it is, and with whole lots of trees being knocked down to print pages and to splash ink upon them and run them through the presses, we have all these stories, we have all these magazines, we have all this information, and yet we really don't have the wisdom, the understanding, the connecting of the dots to put it all together and understand not just what America is up against and why the economy is on the ropes, but how to truly grasp it and in such a way where we can get solutions and possibly even justice. What a bizarre concept that must seem like. To focus on this issue, I decided to pen a commentary that will be soon coming out in AFP, and it's part of, I think, what will be a series of commentaries on the way the media reports issues and also what they don't report. And probably every three or four editions of the paper, I'll have another one of these in there looking into some aspect of media misinformation and disinformation. And the difference between those two is there, but it's not great. Certainly, in the areas of energy and the economy, the media is really, really a fair weather friend at best, and in a lot of ways it really is getting into a lot of deception, unless it's just plain ignorance, which is a little hard to believe, but it probably is there. One of the things is certainly oil and energy, as I noted, and the article that just came out in the LA Times and was retailed in papers throughout the country, including the local Herald Palladium here in Michigan where I'm at. The name of the article is, Has Production of Oil Peaked? Has production of oil peaked? And the premise of the article is that, of course, oil is a limited resource. We're told that over and over and over again, that the oil that's in the ground now is all the oil that will ever be there, and once we dig it out or pipe it out, that's all there will ever be. That's the first expected premise for all of us to accept. We have to, it seems, we're commanded to accept that premise. Now, from there, the L.A. Times, I forget the name of the exact writer, that doesn't really matter because they all write the same style anyway, kind of a dry, dead, homogenized pablum. The writer goes on to claim that, now he's quoting Robert L. Hirsch, who's supposed to be an oil expert. The media loves that word, expert. I tend to use the word specialist because there aren't a whole lot of experts in this world. But here's what Robert L. Hirsch is saying in this Times article. Quote, we are talking about pain here that is unimaginable. He trembled, this oil expert, Mr. Hirsch, and goes on to say, as much as you're uncomfortable with today's oil prices, these are going to be seen as the good old days, quote, end quote. And then this article in the LA Times goes on to darkly claim that the world, quote, has found all, note the word, all, the easy-to-reach oil, and the daily supply of the essential black goo will fall further and further behind, escalating global demand. And then it goes on to talk about unrest in Nigeria and all these canards, you know, where oil-exporting countries have political problems, and that's why we have shortages of oil. Oh, no, it couldn't be that we have large, unutilized pools of oil either underneath our feet or not too far away in and underneath our own soil that's not being utilized. Oh, no, it couldn't be that. It's unrest in Nigeria. Yeah, that's the problem. Well, this article that I'm referring to in the LA Times about oil is really, as I note here in an article soon to come out in AFP, it's just unbridled speculation that doesn't really connect any dots at all. It doesn't mention how alternatives like biodiesel could at least supplement the oil underneath large domestic fields that's been locked underground and in offshore deposits for decades. And that of course, as many of us know, is due at least in part to environmental edicts that are really way over the top. Now, this LA Times article on oil, it does, to its credit, acknowledge that there is the Kern River field in California. And that field is still briskly producing oil, or it started to do it again, having filled its 2 billionth barrel, ladies and gentlemen. But many people declared the Kern River field in California dead, that is, devoid of any more oil, several times years ago. But, of course, despite that little ray of hope, this gloomy L.A. Times piece assures us all that oil supplies will peak and then sharply decline by no later than the year 2020. And so while there's this ray of hope, basically the article concludes that demand will easily outpace supply by 2020, and then we're going to, you know, have to look for alternatives or things of that nature. But American Free Press and some other publications from time to time have noted that possibly up to 200 years' worth of oil at roughly current demand is holed up off the coast of Prudhoe Bay around Gull Island along the north slope of Alaska just beyond the Brooks Mountains. And the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge Anwar is just a small part of that.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
We're back on the World Live here on RBN. Excuse the slight technical difficulty there. Sometimes with live radio you have some little anomalies, such as the host still talking when the ad comes on. But we try to minimize those glitches. Anyway, continuing, before we hit the bottom of the hour, I was going on, and of course I welcome comments about the dominant media and its misreporting and its, call it this reporting, the never-ending propaganda, the lies, the omissions. Now and then they might screw up and do a good job, and we'll take note of that too, of course. And anyone that wants to throw their comments in the ring, you can call 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Your comments and questions are always welcome. And I had left off before the break talking about the L.A. Times' recent retailed wire report that floated around from one paper to another on July 27th or so about the oil and energy situation. And I was comparing it with things that AFP and other publications from time to time have covered, that there's literally decades upon decades upon decades of high-quality crude oil in the North Slope of Alaska just itching to be taken out of the ground. Right now, the U.S. only taps into a little bit of that and extracts it. Most of it is just trapped underground, not far underground. It's got high artesian pressure. It's ready to be tapped. There's the Bakken Formation, which is a shale oil deposit under parts of North Dakota, Montana, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan. That oil as well is certainly ready to be extracted. The slant drilling and other favored techniques for getting that kind of oil out of the ground has come a long way. It's much more efficient. Its environmental record has always been pretty good, and that's gotten even better. So you see all these articles in the press about why oil costs so much, if they even go there, just don't add up. The U.S. has domestic supplies, large ones, that can be tapped. There's nothing wrong with utilizing more domestic oil. Yes, it won't break the dependence on foreign oil right away. No one ever said it would. There's always that sort of non sequitur argument where if you say the U.S. needs to use more domestic oil supplies, someone will shoot back and say, we can't, well, that'll never break the domestic or the dependence on foreign oil. Of course it won't in the short run, but over time it will reduce that dependence. And then things like biodiesel and, yes, even ethanol to a point can also have a supplemental effect. I don't necessarily buy all these stories that ethanol is a terrible alternative. It has its downside, but I've seen ethanol blends a lot cheaper, at least significantly cheaper than regular gasoline. So it's a matter of keeping an open mind and getting all the issues on the table, which is what the dominant media does not do. And that's regardless of whether it's the oil issue or the economy in general. Of course, those two things are tied together since oil is a staple product. Whereas when oil costs more, everything else will cost more, because if it costs more to deliver food, if it costs more to deliver fuel itself to the fuel stations and or any other products, then those costs of delivery will be passed on to the end consumer. But while I'll have to be a little careful before we get to the bottom of the hour here, I will start in terms of analyzing the regular media on the general economy. I'll start by saying that the L.A. Times did kind of a 1-2 propaganda punch, not only running recently this very incomplete, woefully inadequate article about oil, claiming that we're reaching our peak and then the demand will easily outpace supply, as I've already noted. The Times also ran an article saying that the general economic downturn is convincing Americans that the free market, yes, the free market, is failing, and now Americans are turning to government controls and government intervention in the economy. Now think about that for a second, ladies and gentlemen. The LA Times says the free market, such as it is failing, and that Americans, yes, Americans are clamoring for more government intervention, more government controls. Do you even think that's true? Do you have any comments on that? If you do, call 800-313-9443. I'd love to get some input on this. That's 800-313-9443. I don't think that we even have a free market economy to begin with, and I think there's plenty of evidence to support that assertion. Gus Stelzer, a very wise former GM executive, pointed that out very, very clearly. And I've met Gus and listened to his speeches, and I've read his books and spent a lot of time with his material, not just a passing fancy. And I really don't think there is a free market in the U.S. that is failing. We don't have a free market in the first place. We already have tons of government control. That's why the market isn't free. So how can they say in the L.A. Times that the free market is failing and more people are clamoring for government controls? Is this not just a veiled way of clamoring for the press itself to stump for more government under the guise of saying that the people are? We'll talk more about that after these messages, and we welcome your calls. We'll return in a moment here on RBN with One World Collide. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson of American Free Press. We're coming out of the bottom of the hour. We go until 2 p.m. today, Eastern Time. That's 1 p.m. Central. We welcome your call at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Usually I'm open to just about any topic. Today I'm mainly focusing on media propaganda, the missteps and the misinformation and the mischief of the dominant media. I came out of regular media myself, having reported for conventional daily and weekly newspapers before getting into the alternative media such as AFP. So I know a little bit more than the average about the way the regular newspapers think and act and what they consider news and how they go about writing it. And of course, beyond these rather obvious things, such as the way that almost all the writers sound the same and write the same and have that same homogenized prose under their pen, then beyond that, beyond these stylistic things, beyond just the verbiage, there's the ideas themselves. Now, the main focus today, but by no means the only, are these LA Times pieces that just came out and were retailed through other papers, one about oil and one about the economy in general. Now, I had mentioned before the bottom of the hour the one about oil, but one thing I want to add to that before I get back to the article that the LA Times did on the general economy, I want to add that the big untold story, the underlying premise that the big media will not touch and that has a huge, huge effect on how we perceive oil and energy issues is literally the age of the earth itself. That's an amazing thing to think about. But throughout the LA Times report, the unstated premise is the old earth idea that that oil is fossil fuel formed in very limited amounts by dead dinosaurs and ancient plants and plant life and things like that. And under that idea, ladies and gentlemen, what you have is the idea that it takes a long, long, painfully long time for oil to even form. And when it does form, over millions and millions of years, just incomprehensible time spans, then what oil is there is all you get. What you have is what you get, and that's it. But beyond the constant jabberings of the conventional media, there are, in various publications, magazines, some alternative papers, radio, things of that nature, there are other ideas that the Earth may not be quite that old, and whether the Earth is all that old or not, oil, by its very nature, may be something that constantly regenerates itself inside the Earth and may not be such a finite resource after all. Now, imagine the implications here. Imagine if oil really does replenish itself either constantly or semi-constantly inside the Earth, that it may have little or nothing to do with fossil fuels, and therefore the whole concept of it being a finite resource and then we have to go out and frantically hunt for alternatives might be drastically off base. Now, this is something that's not definitively spelled out in AFP. It's something that I'm touching on, though, in my upcoming column about these LA Times propaganda pieces. But that's not just the Times. The vast plethora of stories that the normal media, conventional media reports on this and many other issues is always based on some premise. And with energy, with oil, it's that the oil takes millions of years to form, and what we have is all there is. And we have to think about that at the back of our mind, that oil may have other origins and may be regenerating itself quite often or possibly even constantly. So that's something I didn't want to leave out of my prior comments today on oil. Now, getting back to the LA Times piece on the economy, I was starting to say before the commercial that the LA Times, number one, assumes the U.S. has a free market economy, which it does not, and then goes around and says that, therefore, people are clamoring to get away from this free market failure and, therefore, wanting government control. It's an unbelievable sleight of hand going on here. Whether the writers are just ignorant or deceptive or a little both, I'm not sure at this point. But the U.S. has plenty of government controls, and that's why we don't have a free market anymore. Now, let me say that a totally free market may not be realistic, given human nature and conflict and lawsuits, misunderstandings, just the nature of humanity. But we can have private enterprise, and we can have a reasonably free market where people are left to pursue their dreams and save as much money as they can without invasive taxes, with minimal taxes and things of that nature. And but here's the part the LA Times does not understand, and most other wire services and conventional newspapers don't understand it either. Here it is. The various local, state, and federal taxes and regulations and all these sorts of things account for up to 80%, that's 80%, of the production costs of American-made goods and services. And these costs, of course, are passed on to the cash-strapped American consumer, and that is mainly what drives up the prices of domestic goods and services. A lot of people say, well, we print too much money, the value of the dollar goes down, and that's why things cost more. That monetary process is a contributing cause, but I contend that the main cause of price inflation is simply the cost of doing business that's passed on to the consumer. And that cost of doing business was, of course, very, very acutely felt in this country. It's very high, higher than most countries that are labeled socialist. I would contend that it's really amazing. So every U.S. product, that is, what few of those remain, contains these heavy costs. These costs are built right into U.S. products. And then these products and the struggling American producers are pitted against foreign slave laborers who earn mere pennies per hour comparatively. And the external import tariffs that the U.S. used to have that provided necessary protection for the U.S. against unfair trade practices had been stripped away. And the internal tariff, the income tax, and property taxes, too, these are internal tariffs against our own domestic economy. These have shackled our economy. So there cannot be a free market when you have confiscatory property taxes and confiscatory income taxes, meaning that if you don't pay them, some government agency will come and take property away from you and maybe even put you in jail. So a free market that the LA Times claims we have and then says is failing, if a free market doesn't exist in the country to begin with, how can the free market be failing? And this really brings into sharp relief, sharp clarity, the nature of media propaganda. It's a subtle misinformation that's peddled, false assumptions, false assertions, things like that, or at least they're incomplete at the very least. So what does the United States do? To kind of summarize what I'm saying here, the United States heavily regulates and controls its own internal commerce, but gives a free hand to American domiciled companies and foreign firms, of course, who outsource production and send their cheaply made and often hazardous or even dangerous goods back into the U.S. market, tariff-free, thereby undercutting the American middle class, who, having lost their jobs due to these trade shenanigans, of course cannot afford to keep or buy their homes, keep or buy homes, and of course they can't afford new cars, they can barely afford to keep the car they have, and they can't afford constant gasoline purchases in a nation that, as stated before today, refuses to produce enough of its own oil and energy alternatives. And of course, if you have fewer people with sufficient wages, fewer people buying cars, fewer people buying boats and other items with sales taxes on them, and cutting back on their gas purchases, so therefore gas tax revenues will go down, therefore sales tax revenues will go down, and of course the state budgets implode, and there's cuts in public services, and that can include the welfare that's made available to those who've lost their jobs. So this is how it comes full circle, ladies and gentlemen. But you're never going to hear this in the dominant media. They don't connect these dots. They almost report as if everything is a thunderstorm. It's absolutely bizarre, as if causes have no effects. I believe the media has actually invented the causeless effect. Almost everything they report, unless it's some harmless item, is reported like it's just inexplicable, virtually unexplainable, just a huge mystery that just sort of elbows its way in, rampages its way into our lives, and can never be fully understood or solved, much less bringing people to justice. Heaven forbid, perish the thought. This is what you'll notice with virtually every media report, unless it's some very open and shut, very, very clear-cut matter, usually of a more harmless nature, as noted. Of course, with American Free Press and other alternative publications that are really slugging away out there, we try to put all the chips on the table and, you know, look for answers where possible. And one thing about the alternative media, at least the ones that have the right intentions, the goal is not universal gloom and confusion like the corporatocracy's media, but clarity, purpose, and justice. That's clarity, purpose, justice. Very important things that should be the goal of all reports that are in our media, be they broadcast or television or print. Now, a friend of mine, Dennis James, he and I used to talk about the media, and we'd even get to the conclusion of why do they even publish newspapers at all? What is the point? If the point is not to be a monitor and a watchdog of government in a genuine sense, and if the point is only to report what you can see on television anyway, sports statistics, the outcome of games, you can read in checkout magazines at the grocery store all about these bizarre celebrities, so-called celebrities in our world. You can read all that in other publications and on TV and hear it on the radio. So why are our newspapers filled with things that you can get elsewhere anyway and almost bereft of any real news that leads to conclusions that leads to solutions that leads to justice. Why are these things missing from the dominant media almost completely? Sometimes you almost get the impression that when they do something right, they screw up and did it right, that doing it right was some kind of a mistake. It's just topsy-turvy out there, ladies and gentlemen. And those that want to add their 2 cents to this can call 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This show, When Worlds Collide, has been on since March 11th, and the idea is, as the name suggests, to talk about the world of the common man and the world of the elite and the ways they interact and often collide, and to try to give the yeoman his chance in this over-regulated, top-down, micromanaged world that we and our children are entering, and our grandchildren. And it's scary indeed. I've often contended that the media is the problem, and certainly American Free Press, my employer, makes that contention often, going so far as to say the media is the enemy. I don't know that a lot of the dominant reporters think that they're the enemy in their own minds, but misinformation, disinformation, false premises, false assertions, never connecting the dots, these things lead to such confusion, such intellectual mayhem, such a spiritual vacancy, that it does have that effect of being attacked in a sense, because you don't know where to turn. You know, you talk to youth and teenagers and even children that have kind of developed a sense of hopelessness if they watch the news too much. And that's a very easy emotion to adopt if you watch the news. Global warming, an issue covered quite heavily in a conference I just attended in Dallas. Global warming, especially environmental issues beyond that as well, are portrayed as intractable, unstoppable, nothing you can do about it sorts of issues. And that same goes for the economy, same goes for energy, and particularly oil. And I've touched on those today, the economy and oil. And it just goes across the spectrum. Finally, going back to the more deep philosophical foundational issues that are the underworkings of the more detailed issues that we cover on this show and other shows on RBN and in the pages of AFP. And of course, I would love to hear more input today, and that's 800-313-9443. We always welcome your calls on this and other subjects. Now, continuing, AFP just brought out what you might say is an answer to this financially related propaganda I've been speaking of today in the first hour, namely the LA Times misreports on the economy and particularly on oil. And for those just joining us, those misreports briefly involve talking about oil peaking out and being outpaced by demand, the supplies being outpaced by demand by 2020, and then the availability of oil going way down and the prices going absolutely breathtakingly high. A very, very gloomy piece, but really not real, because as AFP has noted in past issues, there's lots and lots of unutilized oil in the North Slope of Alaska and elsewhere. And then again, for those just joining us, I've already today talked about the LA Times also on July 27th, the same day as the oil piece, coming out with another article saying, hey, the economy proves the free market is failing and we've got to turn to government for more control. And as I've said, the free market that is supposedly failing doesn't exist. It hasn't existed since 1913 when the income tax and Federal Reserve came into play to shackle the economy. And so how can you have the free market failing when it doesn't really exist in the first place? As Doug Stelzer has often said, we do not have a free market economy. We have to disabuse ourselves of that notion. And then, of course, the LA Times makes no real effort to connect the dots as to why things are going on. Indeed, the media even goes on to keep implying, not always saying outright, but implying, that the housing crisis is the cause of the economic downturn. Then even my teenage son, Evan, fully understands the destruction of middle-class earnings causes the downturn, and that leads to housing foreclosures, not the other way around. So the big media's report is the fact. And we'll return after these messages with more on media. I'm Mark Anderson. Stay tuned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
We now return to One World Collide here on RBN, and I've been talking this first hour about the LA Times propaganda pieces that came out this past Sunday, I believe it was, about oil and about the economy in general, because they're two museum-quality specimens, ladies and gentlemen, of misleading and falsely premised reporting. And I've outlined thus far how and why that is so. And I welcome your comments about the media and other topics. We're going on another hour after the top of the hour, and the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We can talk about the media or pretty much whatever you want. It's usually an open forum. And AFP, notably, has published in this latest edition, number 31, dated August 4th, the U.S. financial crisis, why we are where we are, and what we can do about it. This insert just came out in that edition. It features a friend, a picture of your friend and mine, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, Helicopter Ben, dropping dollars on American communities, because that's all the Fed seems to be able to do when it talks about fixing the economy, as if an economy can be run or fixed by one agency, one centralized agency. But all the Fed can do is loan money, set interest rates, fiddle with the money supply, things of that nature, which by their very nature are going to have limited effects and usually a deleterious effect on the economy. And so check out that special report. You can call 888-699-NEWS or 202-544-5977 to check out that edition of the paper with that financial insert. That's the issue number 31. You can ask for it by that number. And we've always got, as I've said, the 1776 16-week subscription drive going, particularly in the summer. That's about 4 months for under $20 to sample American Free Press. So before the break, I'll continue looking at the way the media skews things. And it's in big ways, it's in little ways, it's in the details, and it's often in the premise. Very often it's in the premise. On one level, many of us are aware, but listeners who aren't so familiar with these issues who might be listening now might not be so aware that one of the techniques is simply that certain things are never questioned to begin with. The media will talk about Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve. It will never analyze, however, the Fed itself. The Federal Reserve's comments are simply taken at face value and they're considered gold, even though gold was removed from behind our currency long ago. But lo and behold, the Fed's comments, including those of the former bespectacled dear leader of the Fed, Alan Greenspan, were taken as if they were the Sermon on the Mount. Every time Al speaks, Congress genuflex. It's pretty embarrassing when you look at how our Congress gives homage to the Fed all the time, always on bended knee to listen to what Prince Al or Prince Ben have to say. And usually what they have to say is of little corrective value. It's indicative of what they're up to a point. It gives some indication of what's going on, but nothing with which we can correct the economy. Heaven, no. Anyway, we're coming into a break. In the second hour, we'll continue our probe to the media, and we welcome your calls at 800-313-9443.
Men, are you urinating?